الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم. My respected brothers and elders, the vastness of the compassion and the mercy of Allah Ta'ala is beyond comprehension. The mercy that we see, compassion and love that we experience, is just a drop, just a minuscule from the vastness of the ocean of mercy. And then in the compassion of Allah Ta'ala, He throws opportunities. He is the creator of mankind. He knows the weaknesses of man and the good points of man. He knows the thinking and the reasoning of man. He sees him through and through, and then on account of his mercy, he throws opportunities. Opportunities in the day, opportunities in the night, opportunities that are discreet, opportunities that are open, and opportunities that are not known. But He creates these opportunities, perhaps mere bande ab samajh lenge, we'll get to understand now. There are some opportunities that Allah Ta'ala pours down every day. In the latter part of the morning or the latter part of the night, then yanzil rabbana ala sama'id dunya, Allah Ta'ala comes down to the lowest heaven and He calls out, hal min mustaghfirin faghfir lahu, any person asking for forgiveness that I may forgive him, hal min mustarziqin farzuqa, any person asking for rosy, I mean, bless him with that. So someone said it nicely, har raat ko ek bulawat hoti hai, jo jagat hai wo paavat hai, aur jo sovat hai wo khovat hai. It's a call from Allah Ta'ala every night, latter part of the night, is a call. The one that gets up, gets it, and the one that snoozes, loses. All that is required is that we manage our time rightly and get up at the right time. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not like sleeping before Isha unless there is a very valid reason, and speaking after Isha. Sleeping before Isha and speaking after Isha, Rasulullah Pakistan did not like that. Isha namaz is over. If there is some important dini work, then pay attention, do the dini work. Otherwise, go home. And at home also, don't waste the time, especially in this season. When the nights are very short, then you may lose the tahajjud, you may lose the recitation of the Quran, you may lose even the Fajr namaz. So, if you know what's good for us, then exploit that moment. just correct management, and we make it all three. We get the tahajjud, recitation of Quran al-Fajr, the recitation of the Quran Sharif, we get it. And number three is we'll get the Fajr namaz also on time. And if not, then you may either miss the tahajjud or the recitation of the Quran Sharif or the Fajr namaz. And then you get up kaslan and khabees and nafs. Get up miserable. Don't feel nice. The reason for you not feeling nice at that time is the hadith says that shaitan makes pisab in the ears. So you must feel miserable. You must feel down. And even if you take not double bull, triple bull, you still feel down. Because you didn't listen to Allah Ta'ala, then how can you go right? When you, Allah Pak has brought you to life after He had given you some death, sleeping like death. That is why one of the du'as that I recited, Allahumma bismika amutu, I die in your name. And then when you get up, ahyana ba'da ma amatana, that you've given us life after death. So sleep is like death. And sleep, nobody can give a perfect definition of sleep. Can you say what sleep is? Can't. But you know that you go through some moments and after you get up, feel totally relaxed. So who gave you that relaxation? And when you are not in this world, then who brought you back? So the last words as you're going to sleep is the name of Allah Ta'ala. And when you're getting up, it's the name of Allah Ta'ala. And you started off with the name of Allah Ta'ala, inshallah, the day will go well for you. But that requires a little bit of time management. That after Isha, if it's not dini work, you're going straight home. Then there is some order in the house, because the children need to do some Quran Sharif, door or homework. So they're in a good shape. They're doing the work, they're going to sleep, and they're getting up in a good way. So they're fresh for the next day. And number two is the parents are impressing upon them the importance of Fajr, the importance of Tilawat of the Quran Sharif at that part of the time. Otherwise, the whole concern is you must become a money-making machine. If you can make money, then you got a value, and if you can't make money, then you are just useless. So the whole fikr goes around that. Can this child make money? Can he turn money? Nobody says that you shouldn't be making money, but that's not the primary concern in the fikr of a Muslim. Primary concern is he an obedient child? Does he listen to Allah Ta'ala? Has he got the sunnah and the way of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his life? So this is one lucky moment that we have every day. But that part of the night, just before Fajr namaz can start, namaz time can start, what we say, Subh Sadiq, Sehri time ends, just before that, the last 1/6 of the night. And then just exploit that moment and you see how well it goes for you. The whole day goes for you. Your whole operation for that day goes very well. But that requires that you exploit that last moment. That requires that you sleep well. Sleep early, sleep at the right time. You're getting up fresh and everything is working out right for you. The Quran Sharif, مِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكَ. Quran Sharif emphasized, قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا نِصْفَهُ وَأَنْقُصْ مِنْهُ قَلِيلًا. Then it was دَعْبُ الصَّالِحِينَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ. It was the way of the pious of the past. You will get up at that time. So you'll see in most homes, when we have some old ladies in the house, old men, they're getting up for that time. They're getting up, perhaps consideration for us, they don't get us up. But they will see that they are doing it at that time. And who knows, because of the pious du'as of this old woman or old men, we are today in Islam, we are in the masjid, and we are observing all our farais. We don't forget them. They had done something, they remembered Allah Ta'ala, and we are enjoying from their blessings. So this comes every morning, every day. Then there is a second moment that we need to exploit. And that moment comes, that lucky moment comes weekly. So one lucky moment that has to be struck every morning. And the second lucky moment is a weekly moment. It comes, but every week it comes. And as I said, Allah Ta'ala gives you that moment, gives you the chance, right? Now, you know, wake up, understand, get your things right, and you may just strike things well for yourself. Things may just work out, and therefore He gave you these lucky moments that you may exploit them. Everything else can be put aside, other works, etc., put aside. But these are the lucky moments that Allah Pak has given. One friend of mine says that as he walked into a grocery shop, so they asked him to fill a form. You know? So just to please them, he filled the form. He's doing his groceries. And not even half an hour passed, and they called him, Mr. So-and-so, come. And they were, you have won a twin cab, 2.5 million rand. Now, the lucky moment, see. He got the lucky moment, he struck, and then he's got it, right? If someone were to tell us, you know, from the 10 people that come here, 9 people will get a twin cab, 7 million rand. Just have to fill this form, simple form, and from the 10 people that are here, 9 people will win. How many of us will just ignore that opportunity? Is anybody? We know that 1% is going to lose, but 9 persons are going to gain. We know that. Right? So we put everything aside, this thing aside, that thing aside, everything aside, because we know this person will honor his promise, he will give it to us, he will make it over to us. And just a matter of 20 minutes, I'm going to get something, 7 million rands, I'm going to get it, right? So, this opportunity Allah Pak is giving to every person. And then, when we talk about material, these are all material, twin cab or 4x4, it's all a material thing, nothing beyond that. And material must come to an end, right? So when Allah Pak speaks about material, He says, وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتِ. Then where your nazar, where your sight, and where your trust must be. You're going to put your trust and your nazar on things, then they've got limitations. They've got parameters and they've got limitations. They can help you to that point. And beyond that point, can they help you? Just think for a moment. There's a corpse lying here, right? There's a dead corpse, father or mother or someone. And you put all the gold, all the diamonds, all the riches, all the investments before her. I say, kisi kaam ka, it's of any good. So, this material is just an imaginary thing. Artificial intelligence, just imaginary things. It's not real. But the problem is, this which is artificial, and we count it to be real. And then we run after it, we die, we kill, we fight for that which is artificial. And it shows you how helpless it is when the corpse is lying there, and you see it. تَرْجِعُونَهَا إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Allah Pak says, if you don't believe in the hereafter, that person is on the throes of death. Can you call back the soul? Can you block the soul from departing the body? Can you block it? تَرْجِعُونَا إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. If you are truthful, that you are in control, that person is your dear friend, you don't let go, it's your wife, someone very, very attached to you, and you don't let go. But can you control this? Is it in your control? Not in your control. So, put your trust in the one, وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتِ. The one that is ever eternal. He was and He will be ever. His qualities are such, they are ever. They are not for a moment, not for a day, not for a year. It's eternal always. He is like He was and He will be like He is. So there is no alteration and no adjustment to His attributes and His qualities. Always perfect, He remains perfect. So if you need a support, you know, you need a support structure, then there isn't anything better than Allah Ta'ala. And the way Allah Ta'ala impresses upon us, you know, support structure. from our birth we require some type of a support, don't we? At birth, can we come in the world of our own? Can we? We need some support structure, right? Then as we are born, then also we need a support structure. Imagine a child, after birth he's just abandoned. Can the child pull through? He's just abandoned. Can't. So he needs, for his own continuity, for his own good, he requires a support structure. And then as he is moving into the years, then too he requires support for his education, for his guidance, for his tarbiyat. He requires some support structure, otherwise the child has no values. He's just left in the wilderness, just left to grow himself, without any direction, without any support. Does he have a support? Does he have a direction? Does he have any type of wisdom? No, no wisdom. Then he's just impulsive, he's doing things randomly, he'll think and then he'll have regrets. Right? There was no direction given to him from birth or at the time that he was of understanding. So the support structure is so important, right? Then, as you are progressing in age, then too you need a support structure. Man is grown up, now he can't do without a wife. The man that is enjoying marital life, can he think of himself for more than 2 weeks without a wife? Unless doing Jamaat 40 days, something else. They'll keep him so occupied that he won't think much of his wife. Morning will keep him occupied, the day, dua, tahajjud, gush, the way they'll keep him occupied, then you forget that. But that's a blessing of Allah Ta'ala, that when you get engaged in His work, then He takes care of all these things here. They don't think so much of it, but that's only to His work. Engage, absorb in His work, and everything else goes in the back, right? And it doesn't mean that you are sacrificing or dedicating yourself for Allah Ta'ala, that your love will decrease. No, it will become even stronger. That muhabbat will go even stronger because you gave your love to Allah Ta'ala and Allah Ta'ala will take care of all your love. Because this was for Allah Ta'ala. You didn't do it for any other reason. When you did it for Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala will take care of all these things. An American was telling me, you know. So he's really wild, very wild. I met him in India. So he's telling me he went for 4 months. Now his wife is complaining. Hey, you know, before he was like a lion in the house. Now you're like a mouse. What happened? What happened? Your whole demeanor has changed. You're soft. You're not so aggressive. So, well, they taught us how to be kind and the reward for being kind to the family. So now, over 4 months, this thing was drummed into us. You know, it was drummed into us. Now we understand the beauty. We understand the value of the wife. Before that, we just took it for granted. Now these things was brought to our attention for such a long period that we understand these things. Then as the man dies, then also he needs support. Imagine now, someone died, father or uncle, mother died, and the body is there for 1 week, what happens? Does he look right? Looks miserable, doesn't he? So you need a support structure at that period also, that someone will make the ghusl, make your kafan, and bury you at the end of it, right? So at no time can a man say that he doesn't require a support structure. He needs that support. So Allah Ta'ala has designed it in this way. Why is designed it in this way? So that man doesn't become proud of himself at any given time. That is why one of the recommended du'as after eating is حَمْدًا كَثِيرًا طَيِّبًا مُبَارَكًا فِي غَيْرَ مَخْفِيٍ وَلَا مُسْتَغْنًا عَنْهُ رَبَّنَا. That after you have taken your meals, then you are saying, Allah Ta'ala, I praise you. In abundance I praise you, right? And for the time being, we have left this gift of yours because we have got a capacity. We can take so much, so we took to our capacity. But you must admit that in a few hours we'll need this again. See that? You show your dependence. So Allah Ta'ala is teaching us humility. That don't you think now that you have taken to your full and you won't need this. Few hours, this thing will all be digested, will be out of the system. And you will need it again. See your dependence support structure. See that? Your dependence. So at no time can any person be proud of himself. When we look at life, you know, and I think to myself, if there was just this element of humility, humble. Everybody doesn't think much of himself. How beautiful life would have been. Everybody is humble, doesn't think much of himself. He's truthful and he's humble. But how beautiful life would have been. And minus that humility and showing attitude, how complicated life becomes. Adam alayhi salam had to just say, when his mistake was brought before him, had to just say, Rabbana zalamna. And Allah Bakh says, فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّي كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلِيهِ. He just had to say, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا. And Allah Bakh says, we embraced him with forgiveness. Small thing, just humility, acknowledgement, simple, straightforward approach. And Allah Bakh embraces him with forgiveness. But then when you're showing attitude, so you say, أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِنْ خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ طِينٍ. But I asked you, just bow down. Why don't you bow down? Me. I must bow down to this person. He's made of soil. He's made of earth. I am made of fire. Fire goes up. Soil, everybody tramples upon it. They mess the thing. They tramp it. They smash it down. They do everything. They dig the thing. Can't you see? Me, I'm so great. I just move up. And this one here, he just smashed down, he's trampled, they disgrace him, they put filth onto him. So, I must go down for this person. Now, he showed attitude. When he showed attitude, what was the end? Ukhruj minha, mazumam madhura. See that attitude. That the doors of repentance just closed on him permanently. Mazumam madhura. Wa inna alayka la'anati ila yawmiddin. It's a perpetual curse. Right till the end, this door of repentance will not open up for you again. But that was just for showing attitude, showing off. I. أَرَأِيْتَكَ هَذَا الَّذِي كَرَّمْتَ عَلِي. Him. You gave him preference over me. See, this me, Allah Pak doesn't like it. You are sand, then remain sand. Your prosperity, your good, your future is remaining sand. Remain humble. People trample, people spit, people throw filth. They dig that thing, they smash it. But that sand still remains sand. It is ever beneficial to the person that is good to it, to the person that is insulting it, to the one that appreciates, the one that is ungrateful. But it just shows its humility. So when you're made of sand, just show your humility. What a simple procedure. And I say this missing element thus brought about the complication in life. Styles and ways, mannerisms, they differ, right? Our ways are different. And people in different countries, their ways, their mannerisms may differ, right? Like you'll find in this country as well, some masjid, Ramadan time, iftar, they will just give you khajur and zamzam. Have that, and straight away the namaz starts. Don't we have it? That's one style. And some masjids have it like the Haram Sharif, that iftar time, they got a nice proper five course, khajur, dates, the works, kahwa, all that they've got, samosas, whatever, savouries, everything they got. Eat, enjoy yourself. They'll give you at least about a 15-20 minute break. Enjoy yourself, then get up for namaz. Don't we have that? So styles are different. And the Sharia accommodates for both. Those that just have some dates and zamzam and start of namaz, there's a provision for them. And those that want to have something, satisfy themselves, and then get up for namaz, there's a provision for them as well. So in a lot of areas in the Sharia, there is provision. There is a provision. مَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. Allah Pak didn't make deen difficult. Man cannot stand, sit and perform namaz. Right? Can't make wuzu, make tayammum. Right? Going on safar in place of four, then two rakats. Right? Salat is not maaf at safar, it is halved. Not maafed, halved. So, there's a difficulty, Allah Pak gives ease. There's a difficulty, there's ease. In India, a lot of places like UP, etc. They have an iftari, they call it the dawat, they call it an iftari, like how we say walima. So this is a special dawat and they call it iftari. So they lay it out for the guests at iftar and then straight away they'll proceed to the masjid. So enough time is given that you have a nice iftar and then you proceed to the masjid. So they know, they understand, that's the style there. 1970 I was in India, so I went to Nizamuddin, you know. And incidentally, my friend, one Nanabai, was there. So he tells me one day, now he's full of jokes. He tells me, you know, the best announcement that goes in this place is at Maghrib time. It was, after every namaz, there's some program. After Fajr, this program, Zohar program, before Zohar program, 10 o'clock, this program. So he says to me, you know, the best announcement that goes here is after Maghrib. He says, the announcement goes like this. Namaz ke baad, there's a small pause. So they leave you in suspense, and then they say, khana hoga. After namaz, meals will be served. But you think what's going to come? Right. So, in India, many places have it, iftar is given. So, where the Shariat has given the provision, you accept it. Otherwise, you go by the Shariat. Then you don't make your own. Don't distort and don't make loopholes. You can't. Working a plan, don't do that. If in Uplang, etc., you make a plan, inshallah, there won't be guna for that. It won't be haram. But with Allah Pak's plan, this goes straight. Yeah, you're going, doing something, make a plan, so long as it's not haram. Allah Pak won't hold you responsible for that. But in Allah Pak's plan, just go straight. Because He knows, Ya alamu kha'inat al-ayun wa ma tukhfi sudur. He knows what's in your mind, what's in your heart. He knows what's most discreet. There you don't pray. Then you come up straight to Allah, I made a mistake, Allah Pak, you do forgive me. That's the best I saw in the plan of Allah, that's the best. Allah Pak, I hands up, I made a mistake, I accept, I acknowledge, I will go, I will take the route of my father, Adam alayhi salam. He acknowledged his sin. I would acknowledge I'm wrong. And I don't find anything better than that. Because you're being straight, you're being humble, you're being truthful, Allah Pak likes it. You're truthful, you're straight, and you're humble, Allah Pak likes it. But the problem is where you want to become crooked and make a plan, maneuver, manipulate, then you may just make a serious accident. So it's a Ramadan and the summer rozas in India, some places 17, 18 hours. Now, one elder is speaking to his younger brother, Maulana Abdul Jalil, that's his name, right? He says, see, iftari, you want to join up with me. The elder brother is telling the younger brother, in the masjid in front of everybody, see, iftari, you will come to me. I'll explain what iftari is, right? So the younger brother said, main zara ghar mein poochh karke aata hoon. I'll just ask the wife's permission, then I'll tell you. So the elder brother, already was summer, Ramzan, Roza, 17 hours. He couldn't stomach this thing here. Who is this girl here that I must subject myself to her? My brother, you must just listen to me. And in front of everybody, he gave his brother a tight clout. Now it's nice to see now what was the response after that. So he humbled himself, he was just quiet for that moment. But now the Musalli population, they didn't leave him. Say, see, this brother of yours is taking advantage, is stamping your toes. We are all your witnesses. You got a democratic right to accept or to reject. He can't push you like this. You go and file a case against him, we are your witnesses. We'll put him in his place. But the answer of that Muhammad Abdul Jalil was, well, he was too beautiful. He says, you see, he's my elder brother, and my elder brother is like my father. My father has got the right to be a little bit firm with me. If my elder brother was firm with me, so what's the big business about it? What's the big deal about it? He's my brother, he's got the right to do it. And you people should feel the same of yourselves, because you are inciting my brother against me. Have you got any brains? See that? When a person is humble, Allah guides him so clearly. And the strangest part is he humbled himself, he went for the dawat, didn't pull up the face, and ate well also. But just a slight maneuver, and there is friendship, there is no severance in the family. But now, if this person took it a little bit hard, and he showed attitude, now that hatred would have spilled on, would have passed on from him to his wife, to his children, and fix you up. Your father did this. Your father was like this. See how he just perpetuates, just moves on. A small little adjustment, and you can make things work. If my brother, elder, he's in the position of my father after my father has left, if he's been a little bit hard on me, so what? It is right, he can do it, that is his place. So what's wrong if he's done that? A little bit of humility, a little bit of adjustment, a little bit of cutting the nose and swallowing the ego, and what a muhabbat it brings within the community. And going on that egoistic way, and what destruction, this disaster, yeah, he did this to me, I'll curse him. And Allah will curse him for the 7 generations. You know, what a disgrace he made of me in front of the whole masjid. What he thinks of himself. You know, I'm a Mawlana. What he thinks of himself. But a slight adjustment, and what's the beauty? Eh? And he's got the blessings of practicing the hadith. Sil man qata. The one that breaks up with you, join up with you. That's our teaching. Our teaching wasn't that if he's good, then be good. No, you're good with the person that even breaks up. So the second opportunity, first I explained about tahajjud, right? And then one opportunity. And the second chance, the second lucky moment is the lucky moment on a Friday. So the lucky moment, when does it come on a Friday? So there's 2 opinions. One opinion is of Imam Shafi, rahmatullah alayhi. He says that lucky moment is around Zawal time, right from then, the Imam completes the Jummah namaz. So some moment at that time, you make a dua, and it may just strike. You don't know that lucky moment. So therefore they say, don't blurt out anything, especially for your children. Even if you are frustrated and mad with them, right? But don't you say any word that's not good. You may not know that it's a moment of acceptance and you've created a problem for your child. In your frustration, you said something and that thing must have just coincided with a lucky moment. Bachche ka kya hoga? What happened to your child? Even then, make dua for the child. There is one expert in the Arabic literature in India. He's still alive now, right? The expert, he's an authority. People refer to him. But if you talk about Arabic literature, he's speaking about himself. You know, he says, in my childhood, in Gujarati, they say, Dabbu. I was a Dabbu. Can't remember anything. My memory was so weak, he says, of himself. Now, today he's an expert. The whole world looks at him, you know, for literature. It's Arabic. But he was so weak, he says, that my mother would ask me to fetch salt or flour from the shop. I go to the shop and I forgot what my mother said. I was so backwards. I come to the shopkeeper, I say, hey, I forgot. All right, no, my good fast, fire out again. Sometimes 2 times I forget. I come right to the shopkeeper and I forgot. One day, it just struck. The mother felt over sympathetic. You know, mother's love is mother's love. Brothers, please appreciate this. Ask those people who lost their mother how they feel. What happens to them? You got them, appreciate them. You don't know what may just come out of their tongue. Tumhari zindagi ban jayegi. Your whole life may be. But even if you lost your mother, then make dua for them. Go to the qabr. Who knows, because of the goodness, Allah may count you as an obedient child. Alright, that moment is gone, it's gone. You can't call that moment again. So one day now, mother is also getting frustrated, but in the frustration, she held her son's head and he says, Allah Ta'ala, uske dimaag ko roshan kar de. Allah Ta'ala just brightened his mind. He says, you know, that day, from that very next day, the school, the madrasa, everybody is worried. Hey, iska kya ho gaya? What happened? Is dabbu ka kya ho gaya? He was a dabbu and he just turned, he capsized. You know, he's excelling everybody. But what was it? It was the mother's dua. See, these lucky moments. Imam Bukhari, he's the Amir al-Mu'minin fil Hadith. There's nobody that has reached his level in the science of hadith. So they thought, they say, Amir, he's the Imam of hadith. But his progress is largely because of his mother's dua. Because he was blind, totally blind. Everybody knows that. And she cried and cried and cried. And then Allah Pak loved that. And then the sight, his sight was just restored. And he progressed and progressed and progressed. What was it? On account of the mother's dua. So the second moment in the week is on a Friday. So the one opinion explains from Zawal right till the Imam has ended the namaz. But the majority of the ulama say that lucky moment comes from Asr till Maghrib. But Allah Pak doesn't show you exactly which is the moment. But he tells you that he is from Asr till Maghrib. Because he wants you to work now. If he tells you it's exactly at 5:30, then you only work 5:30, you go on after that. Then it's finished. Tahlil and Dawah, finished. Right? But he says that he's from Asr till Maghrib. Now you'll work. And you think, hey, I will just get the moment now. And Allah Pak likes you to have expectations of him. People, they hate you when you have got expectations, right? Doesn't it happen? Or expectations, they dislike you. But Allah Pak, the more you have expectations of him, you try, not that you aren't trying, you're trying, and then you have expectations in him, then he embraces you, his love embraces you. But that moment comes any time from between Asr and Maghrib. So I tell the people, by take your children's names, by names make dua for them. You don't know, lisana sidqin fil akhirin. He may do such work that he will bring about a memory for you, right? He'll do such good work, right? And people will just take him as a precedent, and your reward will be just recurring. He may just turn things around. He may turn things around, may do such good works, and you know, he's an enviable thing. Now you think, hey, I'm in the shadows, look at this child. But what made it work is was your dua. So take their names and don't waste this time between Asr and Maghrib. Push other things aside. Like I said, if someone had to offer you a ticket, you know, a tune cap, 7 million rand, you put everything aside and just concentrate. Yeah, Allah Pak's Rasul Pak is promising you the time is between Asr and Maghrib. So that time, don't waste it. Do your Asr namaz. Just concentrating. Just do your work. Think, what must I ask? And beg Allah Ta'ala that moment, and you know, things may just work out. And especially now, when you're going towards the Mubarak month of Ramadan, then every second is very, very valuable. Because it's like a build-up, you know. This is what you're doing now, it's a build-up to the acceptance of Ramadan. From now, you start working, humility, truthful, honest, not cheating, looking after our eyes, our tongue, our time. There are three areas. People lose out today mainly eyes, tongue, or time. Most people lose out on that. So from now we build ourselves. Then when it's Ramadan, there is just a time to pluck the fruit. But you need to be building yourself for that moment. So that's the second lucky moment on a Friday, and mainly between Asr and Maghrib. As Fatima radiallahu anha, she would make it a point that she would tell a khadim that you see that time there. I don't want that time to be interrupted. Just leave me. Just focusing straight to Allah Ta'ala at that moment. And then, what Allah Pak honored her with, Sayyidatu Nisa'i Ahlil Jannah. She dedicated herself. Allah Ta'ala made her the leader of all the women of Jannah. But she had to pay for that. She paid for that. Allah Pak gave it to her. So, is there any limitations to the treasure of Allah Ta'ala? He'll give. But are we trying? Then the third lucky moment is the Laylatul Qadr, right? Ramadan. And from now, let us prepare for that. From like I say, our time, our eyes, and our tongue. And if you hurt anybody, but now we go and straighten all these things, all the loose ends, clear it up, whether it's emotionally, whether it was verbal, whether it was financial, whichever way, give the person the benefit of the doubt, ask for a maaf. I say, don't show attitude, just be humble. You got your accounts clear, and I promise you, you did that. You did that, you did all your qaza namazes. Qaza namazes, and if any person was hurt in any way, emotionally, financially, verbally, just go and mark, just, and see the spiritual comfort that you will go through. And if you don't go, then blame me. You don't get that. You will definitely get that. But get all that masked. Even there is 1% possibility of you hurting someone. Or some faras of Allah Ta'ala you have left out. Just sort all that out properly, correctly. And then see what happens. So that then opens the gates to progress. But now, if you are jamming things up here, breaking things here, hurting that person on that side, and jamming things this side, how do you expect that road to open up for you? So get these things right, and from now we prepare for the Mubarak month of Ramadan, and if you remember, then make dua for me as well. Allah will grant everybody tawfiq. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Salatu wassalamu ala Rasulil Kareem. Wa alihi wa sahabihi ajma'in. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا توفنا مع الأبرار وادخلنا برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم تب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم صلى الله تعالى على خير خلق محمد وآله وصحبه